It's the Current's Music News. I'm Jay Gabler here with Jade, and our theme today is reunions, celebrations, and shopping.
I like it. I like the theme. We're together. Let's see who else is.
It's a relatively positive day for the most part, starting with a birthday celebration, Madonna. Happy birthday to Madonna. She's turning 60 on August 16th, and she's doing what a lot of your friends are probably doing. She's dedicating her birthday on Facebook to charity, asking people to donate to her own Raising Malawi Foundation, which supports children, particularly orphans, in the Southeast African nation from which she has adopted 4 kids herself.
Go Leos.
Laura Jane Grace of Against Me has a new band that's sort of a new band. She has a new solo album coming out this fall. She says it's a solo album, except that it's not, because she does have bandmates, and she's just announced those bandmates will be joining her on tour under the name The Devouring Mothers.
I love it. It sounds like it's going to be, you know, when people release a solo album, but do it underneath a different name, that just is kind of a way of saying this is a different side of myself, which I really appreciate. I'm excited to hear the new music.
Fans will be able to hear it throughout the Midwest in November, starting in Rock Island, Illinois, on November 2nd. And then we have news about Demi Lovato, who is reportedly still hospitalized after having an overdose on an unknown opioid last week. That's according to TMZ. We've known she's hospitalized. Her family has asked for privacy. But fans have been supporting her by listening to her song Sober, which touches on issues of addiction.
Hopefully everything works out well for her.
Yeah, the song Sober is actually back in the Hot 100. It was released earlier this summer, popped into the Hot 100, and it's now back at number 56.
So say what you will about Billy Corgan, and I know a lot of people have a lot to say, but the man knows how to promote this most recent tour, the reunion of the Smashing Pumpkins. A few weeks ago, they had that party at the original house that was featured in the 1979 song in the music video. And now he's released this lineup for the 30th anniversary show that's going on this week in New Jersey. And they're pulling out all the big guns. There's going to be Peter Hook from the Joy Division and New Order, Mark McGrath of Sugar Ray fame. Lead singers from both the Deftones and AFI will be there. Metric's going to be the big opener. But here is the drama. Here's the thing that clinched it for me. Courtney Love of Courtney Love fame will be playing there as well. And if you don't know the drama, man, oh man, Courtney and Billy have had this really exhausting up and down relationship for pretty much the past, 27 or so years.
How did this relationship start?
Well, she actually dated Billy Corgan before she met Kurt Cobain, and they actually seemed like, even with that transition, you know, she immediately started dating Kurt Cobain. They got married. He was really supportive of her. In fact, he produced and helped write a number of songs, including a bunch on Celebrity Skin in 1998. But then 2010 appears, and there's like chaos. Billy Corgan's mad at her, sends out all these tweets about her being a horrible mom and how she's stole his music. And then all of a sudden 2014 pops up, bridges have been mended, everything's back, and apparently still good, fingers crossed.
A couple of the most dramatic people in music. I can see where the compatibility happens.
Yeah, well, I'm just waiting to see if there's any extra drama because of this weekend. So all eyes on the Smashing Pumpkins this week. Oh, make me over.
I'm all I wanna be. I walk and study. So speaking of reunions, we had a little non-musical reunion of former bandmates that just went down this past weekend in Los Angeles. So guitarist John Frusciante, former member of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, rejoined his former bandmate Flea.
Aw, I just saw the photo of that. It looks really cute.
They went to a boxing match together at the Staples Center, and Red Hot Chili Peppers fans are just loving this photo because the two of them are just sitting next to each other, just sharing a little laugh, a big smile, and just look like they're old, like college roommates getting back together and, you know, sharing an old story about life on the road or whatever. So it's been very heartwarming for Red Hot Chili Peppers fans. And, you know, it may not sound like a big deal for these two guys just to be photographed together, but it hasn't happened in over a decade. So pretty cool for our RHCP fans.
I'm loving this. All the 90s reunions happening. This is making my old grunge heart so happy right now.
Well, what would your old grunge heart do if you invited a program to suggest clothing based on your music listening?
Okay, I'm thinking back. I was more like a Cher from a Clueless sort of 90s. So I'm guessing plaid skirt, a little button-up sweater, cardigan sort of action for me.
This has to do with a new startup company that is promising to recommend menswear. I don't know if they're going to move into women's wear, but right now they're recommending menswear to customers based on their Spotify listening.
I like this because there's really only two ways you can go. It's either the guys who listen to R&B and you get them like a nice suit, or they're the guys who listen to 90s grunge and you give them like a flannel.
So the founder of this company, Julian Eisen, says it's not going to be quite as simple as just like recommending that you wear what your favorite musicians wear. But what happens is you sign up, you sync the company's Fitz app with your music streaming account, then you take a lifestyle quiz, rank some current looks by preference, and here's how he explains it. A guy who was born between 1984 and 1988, likes hip-hop, works in tech in San Francisco, will probably like clothing that's on trend. So we'll feed him looks based on that demographic, see what he responds to. If someone else likes upbeat music, was born in the 80s, listens to music from that time, we can gauge that his style is probably similar to Joey from Friends.
Oh, I don't know if that's a dig or not.
People who listen to 60s music like the Beatles will have suggestions like high-rise jeans and corduroy. I don't know if this app is going to provide a lot of unique value to men, but why the heck not?
Yeah, may as well try it.
Speaking of shopping.
Yes, Jay, I feel like I need to get my excited hands out.
Yeah, you do.
How are we shopping?
Well, Jarvis Cocker and Candida Doyle of Pulp, as well as Mark Besberry and Rowetta Ida of the Happy Mondays, are going on the BBC show Bargain Hunt, because the BBC is celebrating Music Day on September 28th.
Can I just take this as a moment to plug how much I love these game shows on the BBC, because they are all so pure and good-hearted, and there's like no competitive energy going on. Everyone's just like loving each other and lifting each other up.
There's a little competition that happens here, because it's sort of like a riff on Antiques Roadshow. What you're trying to do is find antiques that are worth money, but you're digging through other people's stuff and seeing what you can come up with that you're going to be able to sell, you know, at ideally a profit to help those people out. So it's still positive, despite there being an element of competition. So they're going to go on that show on September 28th, but guess what else the BBC has planned to celebrate music across the UK on September 28th? The more I learned about this, the more I decided just move to the UK for the end of September, because this is going to be amazing.
Tell me everything. I'm a literal edge of my seat.
Yes. Okay, so there's going to be a Women in Music power list rolled out,
yes,
announcing the most powerful women in music, presumably in the UK. There are going to be live pop-up performances across the UK by amateur and professional musicians, and there are going to be things happening on in around UK trains. Best of all, Kylie Minogue is recording train announcements.
What? Yes. Let's both move now.
Yes. So at stations across the UK, you're going to hear your train announcements made by Kylie Minogue, and she is indeed going to be encouraging commuters to do the locomotion with her. And that's today's music news. I'm Jay Gabler, here with Jade. Our producer is Anna Reed, and we'll be back tomorrow with more music news headlines.